弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，让我们再一次有分享的机会。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord that once again we have this opportunity to fellowship together.
我们是在唱到刚刚的那一首诗歌，心中满了神的激励。
Now we really are filled with God's encouragement as we just sang the hymn.
因为我们每一次想到锡安山的时候，锡安乃是神君王的所在。
Because every time as we think of Mount Zion, we know that's the city of the great king.
我们心就满了盼望，满了鼓舞。
And our hearts are full of this hope and full of this encouragement.
好，我们开始之前，请弟兄姊妹翻开圣经，我们来读几处的经文，请翻开希伯来书第十一章。
Before we started, would you please open your Bible and let's review portions of the Bible in the Epistles of Hebrews.
我想这些经文弟兄姊妹都熟悉，但是我们仍然需要常常借着主的话来提醒我们。
I suppose brothers and sisters are all very familiar with these verses. Nevertheless, we do need these verses to remind us all the time.
我们请读第六节。第六节，十一章第六节。
Chapter 11, verse 6.
我们一起同声来读，中文跟英文，我们一起同声来读。
Let's read it in unison, both in English and Chinese.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，并信他赏赐那寻求他的人。我们再请读第八节到第十节。
And we will read verses 8 to 10.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去，他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。最后我们再读十三节到十六节。
Lastly, we will read verses 13 to 16.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。好，我们圣经就暂时读到这里，我们请弟兄姊妹低头，我们一同来等候仰望我们的主。
We now pause here from our scripture readings. Would you please bow your heads and let's wait together and look unto our Lord.
天父，我们是在主日的清晨再一次举起我们的心来向你敬拜，向你赞美。
Heavenly Father, on this Sunday's morning, once again we lift up our hearts to worship and to praise you.
你是万王之王，你是万主之主。
You're the King of the Kings, the Lord of Lords.
你创造宇宙。
You have created the whole universe.
你造出山水和江河。
You created the mountains, rivers, and waters.
诸天述说你的荣耀。
The heavens declares your glory.
穹苍传扬你的手段。
The firmament shows forth your handiwork.
你一发声，天就震动。
As you utter your voice, the heavens are shaken.
海水就澎湃。
And the waters rave.
你在万有之上，超乎一切。
You're above all things.
你是独一的真神。
And you're the true God.
你也是这一位爱的神。
And you're also the God of love.
你不看我们微小。
You do not regard us as little.
你纪念我们本是出于尘土，仍然归于尘土。
But you do remember that we are from the dust, and to dust shall we return.
然而你却愿意把你的儿子 舍了赏给我们。
But you're willing to spare your own son and deliver him to us.
你不仅把我们从罪恶的深渊、黑暗的权势底下带进神爱子的国度里面。
Not only do you deliver us from the pit of the sin, from the mire of wickedness, but also you transfer us into the kingdom of the Son of your love.
你更是把我们带进你那个荣耀的心意里头。
You even bring us even more into your glorious will.
你为我们建造一座有根基的城。
And you're building a city with foundations for us.
将来神的荣耀要显在其中。
In which one day God's glory will be manifested.
神愿意与人同住。
Because God wants to dwell with man.
在那里不再有悲伤，也不再有哭泣。
Where there will be no longer weeping and sorrow.
你要擦干我们一切的眼泪。
And you will wipe away all our tears.
你要用喜乐充满在天地之间。
You will feel joy in the midst of heavens and earth.
主，我们是在今天早晨再一次一同在你的宝座前来仰望你。
Lord, this morning again we are gathered before your throne to look unto you.
我们求主来对我们说话。
We pray that you will speak to us.
你的话临到我们就像清晨的甘露一样。
As your word comes upon us, it's just like the dew of in the morning.
要滋润一切干旱疲乏的心田。
You will nourish all the dry and parched hearts.
我们也求主用圣膏油来膏为你出口的，为你翻译的。
Oh Lord, anoint the brother who speaks for you and the sister who translates for you with your holy anointing.
我们也求圣膏油来膏凡来到你面前的众儿女们。
And we also pray for the same anointing upon every child who comes before you.
让我们有一个可听的耳朵。
So that we do have ears that could hear.
有一个受教的心。
And we do have this teachable heart.
我们一同等候仰望在主的面前。
Together we simply wait for you and look unto you.
愿你的圣灵把我们一同带进你的交通的里面。
Let your Holy Spirit bring us into your fellowship.
愿你的话栽种在好土的里头。
Let your word be planted in good soil.
能够结实百倍，把一切荣耀、颂赞、敬拜都归给你。
So you can produce our crops a hundredfold, that we could give all the praise and worship to you.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢主，上一次我们交通到这一座。神所经营建造有根基的城。
We thank the Lord that last time we fellowship on the very city that has a foundation, whose architect and builder is our God.
我们从圣经的启示里头，我们清楚看见神是一位有目的的神。
From the revelation of the Bible, we clearly see that our God is a God who has a purpose.
神不仅拯救我们。
Not only does our God save us.
神更是呼召我们。
But also he calls us.
拯救我们乃是表明我们在一个不正常的情形底下需要被挽回过来。
He saves us from an abnormal condition from where we need to be saved.
呼召我们乃是表明神要带领我们进入他荣耀的心意里头。
He calls us in order to lead us into his glorious will for us.
那这一个荣耀的心意乃是在刚刚我们所读的经文里头所看见的。
And this glorious will is shown in the verses we just read.
乃是神要经营一座荣耀的圣城。
That is God wants to build a very glorious city.
神在宇宙当中这一座城要彰显他一切的荣耀。
And this city will exhibit all his glory in the whole universe.
那神从历代以来不断地在那里经营建造。
And throughout the ages that the Lord has been building this very city.
所以我们去读提摩太后书第一章的时候，
Therefore as we read 2 Timothy chapter 1,
保罗在那里说到神救我们。
There Paul states that God saved us,
以圣召召我们，
called us with a holy calling,
不是靠我们的行为，
not by our works,
乃是靠他的旨意和恩典。
But according to his grace and his purpose.
在这短短的一句话里面。
In this short statement.
是在把神啊，他整个救赎的计划都包含在的里头。
He has encompassed all of God's eternal redemptive will for us.
那我们看见，我们这一班蒙恩的人，实在要啊，能够清楚认识神救赎我们的目的。
So all of us who have been saved by His grace have to clearly see the very purpose that God has redeemed us.
所以我们才能够跟得上啊，他的心意。
So that we could measure up His will.
好叫神在我们身上的目的恩典没有落空。
So that His purpose and His grace upon us will be of no void.
那今天呢，我们要继续再往前看。
Now today we would like to take a further look.
在希伯来书第十一章里头讲到许多的见证。
That in the epistles of Hebrews it speaks of so many witnesses.
因着他们的见证
Now because of their testimony
因着他们的信心
Because of their faith
神能够把他们带进这个荣耀的建造里
God is able to bring them into this glorious building
盼望我们能够从这里头也学到啊，如何像他们一样来跟随主
Hopefully we can also learn from them as to how to closely follow our Lord
好叫神的心意在我们这个世代这一般人身上也能够得到成就
So that God's purpose in this age among us can also be accomplished
刚刚我们开头所读到的讲到人非有信就不能得神的喜悦
As we read in the beginning that without faith it's impossible to please God
换句话说神喜悦我们人对着他的一个简单的信心
To put it another way, it simply says that God wants us, God, He is delighted in the simple faith that we have toward Him
因为我们要来到神的面前必须信有神
Because as we come before Him, we have to believe that He is
这个有神呢，在原文的翻译里头是凡来到神面前的人必须信神是
In its original language, it simply means that whoever comes before him has to believe that God is.
那神是是什么意思呢?
And what does this God is mean?
神是爱。
Because God is love.
所以我们需要爱,神就是爱。
Therefore, we need to love because God is love.
神是恩典。
And God is grace.
我们需要恩典来到神面前
Therefore,
神就是那个恩典
We need grace to come before him And God is that grace
我们需要公义
We also need righteousness
我们来到神面前神就是公义的神
Therefore as we become God Who is the righteous God
我们生活上有需要
We do have needs in our daily life
神就是我们的供应
And God is our provision
我们需要安慰
We need the comfort
神就是那个安慰
And God is very consolant
所以这里讲到神是乃是表明神是一切的一切
So as the verse said God is It simply tells us that God is all in all He is everything
所以我们看见这一般信心的见证人他们就是正在世上过一个见证的生活见证神是一切的一切
So as we see all these witnesses of faith We know that they are bearing witness that God is all in all
那亚伯我们知道亚伯乃是在这里所记载第一位信心的见证人
And Abel is the very first witness recorded here
亚伯见证什么呢
And what does Abel testify about?
亚伯见证神是这一位有恩典的神。
He testifies that God is the God of grace.
因为人来到神的面前不是凭着自己的行为。
Because as men come before God, we do not come by our own works.
乃是必须要靠着神羔羊。
But by the Lamb of God.
所以神的羔羊是神白白的恩典。
God's Lamb is God's grace, free grace.
第二位见证人是以诺。
The second witness is Enoch.
我们知道以诺呢， 当他活到365岁的时候
We know that Enoch when he lived up to 365 years old
他与神同行300年
He walked with God for 300 years
那以诺见证神什么呢
Then what does Enoch testify about God?
以诺乃是见证神是这一位圣洁的神
He testifies of the God being the Holy One
他必须要分别出来与神同行
Therefore, he needs to be separated from the others to walk with God
接下来我们看到挪亚
And also Noah
挪亚、在一个弯曲悖谬邪恶的世代里面
In a dark, perverse, crooked generation
挪亚见证神什么
What did Noah testify about God?
挪亚见证神是这一位公义的神
He testified the God of righteousness
因为神的审判在洪水来的时候要审判全地
Because God would judge the whole world at the flood
那亚伯拉罕
Abraham
他乃是、这一位信心之父
And Abraham is the father of faith
那他见证神的哪一方面
AndWhich aspect does Abraham testify of God?
我们知道亚伯拉罕见证神是父。
We know that Abraham testifies that God is a father.
这个父呢，还不单单只是见证神是一位父亲。
Testifying God as father, not simply saying that this God is our father.
这个父乃是见证到神是一个源头。
But instead, this Father is the origin of all.
一切万有都是出于神。
All things originated from God.
他是一切的源头。
He is the very source of all.
这是在圣经给我们看见这个父所表明的另外一个意义。
Now this is what the Bible shows us that the other meaning of God being Father.
那因着这一般人的信心呢？神就能够在他们的身上做那奇妙的工作。
Because of these people's faith, God is able to do this marvelous work among them.
以致他们的生命越过越属天。
So that their lives become more and more heavenly.
所以他们能够被神所称为义，被神带进那一个。圣城的建造里面
And also they're justified by God and they are all being brought into the very building of the holy city
那在、我们来思想信心这件事的时候
As we consider this matter of faith
我们需要、再提醒一下弟兄姊妹
We need to remind our brothers and sisters again、
信心实在是我们基督徒在地上走这条属天的道路一个非常重要的一个点
That faith is the,、one of the very important、vital things that as we walk in this、heavenly walk
当我们、还没有信主来到教会当中的时候
Now before we believe in the Lord before we came to the church
人把圣经的话告诉我们
As people share God's word with us from the Bible
圣经告诉我们信道是从听道来的
And the Bible said that faith comes from hearing
听道乃是从基督的话来的
And hearing comes by the word of Christ
实在说来那个信道乃是讲着信心
So frankly speaking as you believe in the word of God simply speaks of the faith
信心乃是借着神的话而来
And the faith comes by the word of God
换句话说当我们在那里听神的话的时候神也把那个信心就赐下给我们
To put it another way simply as we are listening to God's word God would give this faith to us
当到一个地步我们、信心能够用神所这一个赐下来的信心我们去接受相信
To such an extent that with the faith that God has given us, we believe and we receive.
我们就重生得救。
And from then on, we are born again.
然而，这不过是一个开始。
However, this is simply a beginning.
这一个也是最重要的，在我们里头信心的根基。
Although this is the most paramount part of the inner faith that we have.
我们一生跟随主的路上。
as we follow our Lord in our Christian walk.
保罗说我们是凭信心不凭眼见。
Paul says that we walk by faith, not by sight.
当我们活在地上的时候，
as we live in this world,
只要我们是清醒的，
as long as we are sober,
我们眼睛是睁开的，
as long as our eyes are open,
我们发生在我们周围的任何事情，我们借着眼睛传到我们的大脑里头就有反应。
Everything that's happening around us through our eyes will be conveyed into our brain, and then we have the some kind of reaction to it.
但是现在我们得救了，
but now we have been saved.
我们有另外一个眼睛，
then we have another eye.
那就是一个信心的眼睛，
that's the eye of the faith.
发生在我们眼前的事情，
things happening just before our eyes,
我们不一定要像过去有一个直觉的反应，
may not cause us have a direct reaction toward them like before,
因为我们需要再寻求另外一个眼睛的看见，
because we need to pursue another seeing from our other eyes of faith.
我们这个眼睛乃是越过我们眼前的一个环境，不管是需要也好，不管是一个急需的一个迫切的啊，逃避也好。
The eye of faith will bypass the current need or current need, urgency.
我们需要定睛在神的身上。
Because we need to fix our eyes upon God.
所以保罗一直鼓励弟兄姊妹们。
So Paul continues to encourage all the brethren.
我们需要在信心中来操练我们，
that we need to exercise ourselves in faith,
让我们这个信心能够在跟随主的路上不断的长进，
so that our faith will continue to grow in the way of following our Lord.
圣经也让我们看见呢，这个每当我们有遇见不管是难处也好，或者是需要也好，我们来寻求神。
The Bible also shows us that whenever we encounter needs or difficulties, we need to seek God.
神呢，就把那个信心赐给我们。
And in so doing, God would give faith to us.
我们有这个信心，不仅能够面对或者是经过这一个难处。
With this faith, not only could we encounter or go through this difficulties.
当我们经过了以后，信心在我们的里面就更多的长大。
But also after we pass through it all, this faith will continue to grow inwardly.
这需要训练的。
And these require a certain kind of training.
但愿我们是在有一颗愿意让神来训练我们的心。
If only we all had this heart willing to be trained by Him.
所以我们看到，当一件事情临到弟兄姊妹当中的时候。
So as we see that when something encounters our brothers and sisters,
我们看到有些人啊，好像非常的紧张，或者是非常的啊迫切要求神的怜悯。
Then we see different kind of reactions. Some people become very nervous and urgently, earnestly seeking God's favor.
但是有些人呢，他来到神面前一个祷告，神就叫他能够平静安稳。
But others, they will come before God to pray simply with a prayer that God will calm him down.
为什么会有这样的差别呢？
Why is there such a contrast?
乃是因为信心的大小不一样。
This is simply because of the discrepancy of their faith.
我们刚信主的时候，神给我们的信心是一样的。
As we first believe in the Lord, God has given to all of us the same faith.
但是年日的经过以后，我们在主面前的学习就会有所不同。
As the years go by, as the differences of our learning before our Lord, then the outcome will show differently.
盼望我们真是能够把握住神给我们每一次的机会。
I hope we could really grasp every opportunity that God has given us.
我们在信心上能够越过越长进。
That we will continue to grow and to mature in our faith.
那当我们蒙恩得救的时候，仇敌对我们这一班得救的人也不甘心。
Now when we were first saved by grace, our enemy would not so easily let us go.
他不断的要来破坏我们跟随主的 那个道路和信心。
He continues to sabotage our walk and our faith as we follow the Lord.
那仇敌是用哪一些方法呢？
And what kind of methods does our enemy use?
我想主要有三方面。
Basically, I believe he uses three different ways.
第一个呢，他乃是常常用似是而非偏离真道。
First, he would use those paradoxy words to allure us to depart from the faith.
我们知道呢，仇敌他呢，在神的儿女当中，比如讲圣经给我们看见呢，有人在初期的教会里面传递一个信息呢，主再来的那个信息已经过去了，不需要了。
As the Bible shows us that in the early days of the church history that some people would spread the news saying that the Lord's coming is already past.
所以呢，败坏了许多人的信心。
And that sabotaged so many people's faith.
我们读到帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候，
As we read 1 Thessalonians,
当保罗在那里把福音、把真道传给他们，
When Paul was sharing, preaching the truth to them,
因着逼迫的关系呢，他们离开了这班抵挡保罗他们的人，进到弟兄姊妹的中间。
And those people who opposed Paul came secretly among all the brethren.
结果传递一些败坏人信心的信息。
And they shared this kind of message that would simply corrupt people's faith.
所以我们看见在真道上。仇敌呢是第一个用这一个方法。
So we see how our enemy would first use this method to corrupt our faith.
第二个方法呢，仇敌乃是用许多外面的逼迫和患难。
Now the second way that our enemy would use is through the outward hardships and persecution.
让你呢在环境中呢站立不住，好像洪水泛滥呢。快要把我们淹没了。
So you cannot stand in your specific situation. It's just like the great flood is about to overcome you.
他也许用让你失业。
Maybe through the loss of your job.
或者是用疾病。
Or through illness.
或者是让你失去家人。
Or through the loss of your family members.
世界上其他的地方更是用政府、用宗教的逼迫。
In other places, through the persecution of government, through the persecution of religion,
叫我们失去那个信心。
So that we simply lose our faith.
第三个方法呢？
Now the third method our enemy uses,
更是一个诡诈的方法。
Is a very treacherous one.
他叫我们常常思想我们有多好、有多棒。
He often allures us to think how good, how wonderful we are.
很多事情，许多的事情，我们都可以靠自己。
That we could do all things by our own means.
我们不需要依靠神。
We don't need to rely on God.
我们要吃知识善恶树上的果子。
We want to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们不需要吃生命树上的果子。
We don't need to eat of the fruit from the tree of life.
这样。他就借着这些方法呢，把神的儿女从信心的道路上带离开。
With all these methods that the enemy take all the children away from the way of life.
那我们如何来抵挡这些呢？
Then how can we withstand all of these?
我们需要第一方面对着神的话要有常常殷勤的来读主的话。
First, that we need to study God's word all the time and diligently.
叫主的话来坚固我们。
So that God's word can strengthen us.
不仅自己读主的话，我们参加聚会读经的聚会、主日的聚会、特别聚会，都是借着神的话来坚固我们的信心。
Not only do we study the Bible ourselves, but also we attend the special conferences on Sundays.We attend the Bible study through all of God's word to strengthen us.
记不记得主耶稣面临魔鬼的试探的时候，主耶稣三次回答 魔鬼的话总是用神的话。
Do you recall that our Lord Jesus, as he faced the temptation from the devil, three times he replied him with God's word?
当我们读到哥罗西书，我们读到帖撒罗尼迦前后书，还有我们读到加拉太书的时候，我们也看见仇敌用各种办法去引诱弟兄姊妹脱离神的真道，在信心上脱离的时候，保罗就写这些书信去鼓励，去坚固他们。
The reason Paul wrote Galatians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians is simply because the enemy has used all kinds of methods to deceive all the brethren. Therefore, Paul wrote these epistles to encourage them.
我们需要常常读主的话，并且把主的话藏在心里。
Therefore, we need to constantly study God's word and hide them in our hearts.
第二方面，
Now, secondly,
我们不能停止聚会。
We should not stop being assembled together.
我们常常遇到许多难处的时候，
Often as we come to face all kinds of problems,
我们就待在家里。
We prefer to stay home.
我们不愿意跟人交通。
We don't want to have any fellowship with others.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很危险的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a dangerous thing.
我们越在一个患难的环境里头，
The more we are situated in a plight,
我们更需要进到聚会的里面来与弟兄姊妹有交通。
The more we need to enter into meetings to have fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
我们需要在主的同在里头。
Because we do need in God's presence.
让主的灵来扶持我们。
To allow God's Spirit to sustain us.
让弟兄姊妹的安慰来安慰我们。
So that the consolation from brothers and sisters can comfort us.
我们没有办法胜过那个环境。
Because we are not able to overcome the different situations.
但是神自己借着弟兄姊妹能够带我们过去。
But God through brothers and sisters is able to lead us through and over it.
所以我们想到希伯来书第十三章的时候，在那一个艰难迫害的一个环境，写书的弟兄们鼓励弟兄姊妹不可以停止聚会。
Therefore, in chapter 13 of Hebrews, in such a difficult, dangerous situation, the author told them, "Do not stop being assembled then yourselves."
第三个方面。
Now, thirdly,
我们要学习操练我们的信心。
We need to exercise to learn to exercise our faith.
神在我们每一天的环境里头，
In our daily circumstance,
赐下许多的机会，
God has given so many opportunities,
让我们来操练我们的信心，
so that we could exercise our faith.
神总是给我们两个选择，
God always gives us two choices.
仇敌呢，总是叫我们选择离开神。
And the enemy always asks us to depart from God.
凭我们自己。
By our own ways.
神呢，要我们在信心的里面更多的来经历他的恩典。
However, God wants us to experience more of His grace in faith.
你比方讲。
For example.
你在公司的里面。
As you are working a company.
你受到不公平的待遇。
You have been treated so unfairly.
就着世人的办法。
Now, as far as men's ways to deal with this,
我就去告状。
I would simply complain.
我就在老板面前或者在同事面前告状。
I would just complain before my boss, before my colleagues.
这是一个方法。
This is a way.
另外一个方法。
And another way to do this,
你可以带到神面前，
is simply bringing your headaches before God.
不错，眼前是这样。
Yes, things happen just as they are now.
但是我知道我的神掌管一切。
However, I know my God who rules over all.
我愿不愿意先把我信心的锚抛到后面去？
Am I willing first to throw the anchor of my faith behind the veil?
也许环境不会一下子改变。
Maybe the circumstances will not change instantly.
也许在这一段时间我需要忍受许多的痛苦。
Maybe during this time I have to suffer so much anguish.
但是当神开始做事的时候
But as soon as God starts working,
你就知道你所经历是一位又真又活的神。
You will know the God that you are experiencing is the true and living God.
最终的结果问题都要被解决
and in the end all the problems will be solved
但是我们是用什么方法
but by what way
你是用一个很简单把问题赶快解决的方法
do we solve the problems by the very simple direct way by our own means
还是我们愿意经历神丰富的一个方法
or rather are we willing to experience the abundance of God
最终我们在信心的里面得到成全得到坚固
and ultimately we're all strengthened and perfected in faith
这个原则可以应用到我们生活上每一件事情
and this principle can be applied to every single thing of our daily life
我盼望弟兄姊妹不要觉得很容易
and I hope no brother or sister would think this is such an easy thing
实在说来不容易
frankly speaking this is not easy at all
所以我们需要常常祷告求神给我们有一颗愿意的心
Therefore we do need to pray constantly that God will give us this willing heart
并且能够坚持下去的心
And also we have this heart to endure
你要知道你至终所得到的
You have to know the very thing in the end you will obtain
是比你所求所想的还要大得多
will be much greater and better than the very thing you have been praying for.
乃是你的生命在主里的里面越过越成熟越长大。
That is the very maturity and progressing of your life in the Lord.
所以盼望我们不要小看这些事情。
So let's not take this matter lightly.
那在圣经的里面我们也看到
In the Bible, we also read.
在除了信心这一件事情，在圣经里头，我们也讲到盼望，讲到爱心。
That apart from this matter of faith, the Bible also speaks of hope and love.
保罗在哥林多前书第十三章讲到爱是一个最大的。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul does say love is the greatest.
但是我们去看整本新约圣经的时候。
But as we read the whole New Testament,
信心所出现的是最多的地方。
Faith is the one that appears most in the Bible.
那我们也听到讲到的人告诉我们，当然，当我们那一天进到荣耀与主面对面的时候。
Preachers also tell us on the very day that we enter into glory and facing God in person.
我们就不再需要信心因为已经与主面对面
No longer do we need this faith because we are seeing him face to face
那既然是这样为什么圣经今天在地上教导我们需要学习这么多信心的功课呢
If it is so, why is it today that we're taught that we need to practice the exercise of faith so much
因为从信心里头我们就可以学习到什么叫做
Because in faith we can learn what is hope.
什么叫做爱?
What is love?
什么是顺服?
And what is obedience?
什么是拣选神的道路?
What is choosing God's way?
什么是渴慕神?
And what is a longing for God?
信心是这一切的根基。
Faith is the very foundation of all these.
这些属灵美好的果子都是借着信心成全在我们的身上。
All these spiritual wonderful fruits are established, perfected through faith in us.
所以我们今天要来看亚伯拉罕的例子。
Therefore, today I would like to consider the example of Abraham.
第一个，我们请弟兄姊妹再回到希伯来书十八章第八节。
Brothers and sisters, would you please come back to Hebrew 11 verses 8 to 10?
他说亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来 要得为业的地方去。
Verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as inheritance.
出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
And he went out, not knowing where he was going.
我们再请弟兄姊妹看一下使徒行传第七章。
Now let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
第二节
Verse 2
斯提凡说诸位父兄请听
And Stephen said Brethren and fathers listen
当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波大米还未住哈兰的时候荣耀的神向他显现
The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran
对他说你要离开本地和亲族往我所要指示你的地方去
and said to him get out of your country and from your relatives and come to a land that I will show you
他就离开加勒底人之地住在哈兰他父亲死了以后神使他从那里搬到你们现在所住之地
then he came out of the land of Chaldeans and dwelt in HaranAnd from there, when his father was dead, he moved him to this land in which you now dwell.
第一个我们要看的是亚伯拉罕因着信心所带来的顺服。
Now first, we would like to consider the obedience of Abraham through his faith.
那亚伯，我们刚刚读的圣经里面有三个主要的点。
In the verses we just read in the Bible, there are predominantly three important points.
第一个点乃是让我们看见荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
First is that the God of glory showed himself to Abraham.
当神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候，神同时把信心赐给了亚伯拉罕。
When God appeared to Abraham at the same time, he gave him this faith.
就如我们刚刚所提到的，当我们听到神的话的时候，神也同样把信心赐给我们。
Just as we just mentioned that as we heard God's word, God also granted to us his faith.
所以我们知道信心是从神而来的。
Therefore we do know that faith comes from God.
以弗所书第二章告诉我们。
And in Ephesians 2 we also read.
你们得救是本乎恩也因着信。
You're saved by grace through faith.
不是凭着自己是神所赐的
Not by your own works, but it's a gift of God.
所以我们知道这个信心不是靠着我们自己的自信
So we do know that this faith is not based upon our self-confidence.
是从神而来
Instead, it comes from God.
第二个方面
Now, second,
亚伯拉罕我们看见当他神一呼召他的时候他就遵命出去
That we see that Abraham, when God called him, he obeyed and he went out.
遵命乃是一个顺服的表现。
Now he heeded God's voice. That's simply an expression of his obedience.
这一个遵命让我们看见实在是不容易。
And we do see that this obedience is very difficult.
圣经告诉我们亚伯拉罕出哈兰的时候已经75岁了
Because the Bible tells us that as Abraham left Haran he was 75 years old
他离开本地亲族的时候大概是70岁左右
When he left his country, his family he was about 70 years old
是一个年长的人
He was an elderly already
他必须要连根拔起离开他所住的地方
He left with all his roots upHis roots taken out from his place.
若不是这个信心
If not for this faith he had,
带来的能力
If not for the power from his faith,
人没有办法这样跟随神
Man would not be possible to follow God in such a way.
所以我们感谢神信心带来能力叫我们能够顺服
Therefore we thank God that we know that faith would bring forth this power so that we can follow him.
并且这个顺服要越过越深
And this obedience will continue to deepen.
我们知道在我们当中有许多的弟兄姊妹。
We know that among us there are many brothers and sisters.
不顾家人、父母、妻子、丈夫的反对。
That regardless of the objection of their husbands, wives, or family members.
当他们听到神的话的时候
when they heard God's word,
他们愿意接受神
they're willing to receive God,
愿意顺服神
willing to obey God,
他们能够付上代价
they were willing to pay a price,
是顺服神
simply to obey him.
我们也从报章杂志上面看到
we also read from the magazines, from different articles.
在许多被迫害的地方
In all many places where persecution was going on
不管在中国大陆也好
Whether it's in mainland China
或者在回教的国家也好
Or in those Muslim countries
许多神的儿女
So many of the God children
当福音传到他们的时候
As the gospel reached them
荣耀的意象去抓住他们的心
This glorious vision simply gripped their heart
他们不顾政府的反对
Regardless of the opposition from their governments
甚至在阿富汗他们立下国家的律法
Even in Afghanistan their country had giving out this kind of rule
人只要不接受他们的信仰相信基督教的话是要当场被处死。
Whoever does not believe their own faith, their own religion, but believe in Christianity, will be put to death on the spot.
但是我们看到有许多弟兄姊妹因着神爱的激励。
But we do see so many brothers and sisters because of the compelling love from God.
他们接受主。
They receive the Lord.
他们受尽在世人面前做一个见证。
And they bore this witness among all in the world.
这是一个信心的勇士。
And they are the valiant warrior of faith.
我想我们接受了主，我们都有这个信心在里面。
I believe after we have received the Lord, we do have this faith within us.
我们是不是愿意学习顺服？
Are we willing to learn to obey Him?
常常顺服主。
Obey him all the time.
神没有把我们摆在那样艰难的环境里面。
God has not yet placed us in such a difficult and trying circumstance yet.
但是神常常问我们，我们有没有顺服。
God often asks us that, are we obeying him?
但愿我们常常在主面前有一个坦然无惧的心。
If only we always have this boldness before him in our heart.
另外一方面，亚伯拉罕蒙召出去的时候，不知道往哪里去。
There is another aspect of Abraham's faith that as he was called to go out, he didn't know where he was going.
有时候我们读到这里，常常有一个疑问。
We often had these questions within us as we read here.
怎么会不知道往哪里去呢？
How could he not know where he was going?
那他要到哪里呢？
Then where was he going?
我想我们如果仔细去默想的话，
But if we meditate on this thoroughly and carefully,
当一个人的信心抛在神里面的时候
when a person casts his anchor of soul into God,
我们知道神必要掌管一切
we know that God would reign everything.
神必要带领我前面的道路
and God would lead me on in my way.
神他要负责任
he will take the responsibility of everything of me.
我们到哪里去已经不重要。
Therefore, wherever we would go, it's not such an important matter anymore.
神必定要带领我们到他的旨意那里去。
Because God will lead us into his purpose.
所以信心乃是在神的身上。
Therefore, our faith is placed on God himself.
那另外一方面我们也看见呢这个信心乃是渐进的。
Another point is that we see this faith is progressive.
神乃是先一步带领我们。
God lead us on with one step first.
除非我们先跟上这一步。
And unless we catch up on this very first step,
否则神呢不会继续再把下一步显明给我们。
God will not reveal his next step to us.
所以我们常常祷告的时候 求神呢，让我们把整个事情，我们所面对的能够看清楚。
We often pray that God will show us clearly all the details of the things that we are facing.
但是就着实际来讲，神很少这样做。
But in reality, God seldom leads us this way.
神总是一步一步带领我们。
He always leads us on step by step.
因为时间的缘故，我不能再举例子了。
Now, for the sake of time, I can't mention more examples on this point.
我想许多弟兄姊妹在讲道的时候，或者是在交通的时候，都有这样的分享。
And I believe that many brothers and sisters, as they are sharing, or as many preachers as they are sharing God's word, have the similar this kind of consideration.
接下来我们请弟兄姊妹再往前看，我们请翻开创世纪第十三章。
Now we would like to move on now Genesis 13。
创世纪第十三章
Genesis 13 Chapter 13，
或者说第十二章的末了，
or the, starting from the end of chapter 12。
我们知道呢，当他亚伯拉罕来到迦南地的时候，
We know that as Abraham came to the land of Canaan，
在那里头一件事情他遇见了饥荒。
The very first thing he encountered was this famine。
那我想呢，这个饥荒也不是无缘无故发生的。
And I believe this famine occurs not without a reason。
这个饥荒乃是一件信心的考验。
This famine is actually a test of his faith.
那亚伯拉罕带着他的妻子还有他的侄子罗德进到了埃及去。
Therefore, Abraham brought his wife and his nephew Lot and went into Egypt.
在这件事上，亚伯拉罕没有寻求神的心意。
And in this very matter, he never sought God's heart on it.
并且他告诉他的妻子呢，不可以称他为妻子。
He also told his wife that never call herself as his wife.
因为他的太太呢太过于漂亮了。
Because
他要称她为妹妹。
His wife was so beautiful that he had to call her his sister.
恐怕人把他杀了。
Lest people would kill him.
结果法老王呢看到他的妻子撒来呢就喜悦他。
And Pharaoh saw his, Abraham's wife, Sarai, and he took delight in her.
那到第十二章十七节那里讲到，耶和华因亚伯兰妻子撒来的缘故呢，降大灾与法老和他的全家。
Chapter 12, verse 17. But the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abraham's wife.
后来法老就打发亚伯拉罕走了。
And then Pharaoh sent Abraham away.
那到第十三章我们就看见呢，亚伯拉罕啊，第一节他那里讲说，亚伯兰带着他的妻子与罗德，并一切所有的都从埃及上南地去，亚伯兰的金银牲畜极多。
Verses 1 and 2, chapter 13. Now Abraham went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him to the south. Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold.
我们知道呢，埃及乃是预表着世界的繁华和罪恶。
We know Egypt typifies the sin and all the bountifulness of this world.
当亚伯拉罕离开该走信心的道路的时候，
When Abraham was about to walk in this faith, this way of faith,
他进到了世界里面去。
Instead, he entered into the world.
他在世界里面得到了许多的金银财宝。
In this world, he gained so much gold and silver.
但是他失去了一件极宝贵的东西。
But he lost one so precious thing.
他失去了与神的同在与交通。
He lost this presence, this fellowship of God.
所以在埃及从来没有记载到亚伯拉罕还可以敬拜神。
Therefore, in Egypt, the Bible never says that Abraham could worship God.
感谢神，因着亚伯拉罕的信心，他把他神再一次在他的里面说话。
But God be thanked, because of the faith of Abraham, God once again was able to speak to him.
亚伯拉罕一出到南地 迦南地的时候
The first time that Abraham entered the land of Canaan
圣经告诉我们他来到伯特利跟爱的中间
The Bible tells us that he came to the place between Bethel and Ai
就是他筑坛
And that's the place where he built an altar
他也在那里就是他以前筑坛的地方
And this, now Abraham came to the same place where he worshipped God at the altar.
筑坛呢是表明一个奉献。
Building an altar tells us this, it is the sacrifice.
他想起他过去是一个奉献给神的人。
He now recalled that he used to have consecrated himself to God.
虽然他在世界上得到许多物质上的好处。
Although he had already gained so many good things from this world.
但是他与神的交通已经没有了。
But the fellowship between him and God already stopped.
他需要回到起初那个原点的
上面。He needed to return to the very place where he first started.
就好像圣灵对以弗所教会所讲的。
Just as the Holy Spirit spoke to the church at Ephesus.
你从哪里跌倒的，你要从哪里站起来。
Stand up from the same place where you fell.
并且他在那里求告神的名。
And there, Abraham called on the name of God.
亚伯拉罕知道一件事情，他宁可维持与神有那个美好的交通。
Abraham did know one thing, that he would rather keep this wonderful fellowship between him and God.
胜过金银财宝。
Than the silver and gold and all the possession he had.
我想在希伯来书讲到摩西这一位信心的见证人也是同样一个原则。
Now the same principle applies to Moses, the witness of God in the epistle Hebrews.
圣经告诉我们，摩西看与基督一同受苦害，胜过埃及的一切的享乐。
The Bible tells us that Moses chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than the passing pleasures of sin.
信心乃是带领我们更多愿意向着神来亲近神与神有交通宝贵神的自己
Faith would draw us more near to God and treasure Him to have more intimate fellowship with Him
所以我们再往前看一直到有一天呢罗德以及亚伯拉罕的财宝牛羊神祝福他们多得不得了
Now let's read further on until one day that all the possessions, all the flock and herds that Abraham and Lot had are simply innumerable.
亚伯拉罕就对罗德说呢，我们必须要分开。
Now Abraham said to Lot that we have to be separate.
我们不能够在这里彼此又相争。
We could not contend with each other here.
你拣选往东，我就往西。
If you take the east, I will go to the west.
你往西，我就往东。
If you take the west, I would go to the east.
你先拣选。
Now you could choose first.
那圣经告诉我们怎么样呢
？And what does the Bible tell us?
第十三章第十节。
Now verse 10 of chapter 13.
罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原，直到索尔都是滋润的，那地在耶和华为灭索多玛。俄摩拉以先如同耶和华的言子也像埃及地
And Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan and that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah like the garden of the Lord like the land of Egypt as you go toward Zoar
于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移然后慢慢的他就进入了索多玛城
And then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east. Gradually, he entered into the city of Sodom.
首先我们来看什么叫做耶和华的园子。
First, let's consider what is the garden of the Lord.
我们知道神当初创造人的时候也创造一个伊甸乐园。
We know that when God first created man, he also built this garden of Eden.
伊甸乐园不仅是一个非常丰富之地人在里头可以享受一切的富足
This Garden of Eden is not only a bountiful land in which man can enjoy all the abundances that God has provided
它之所以成为乐园乃是神的同在
The reason it's called the paradise is because of the presence of God.
但是人犯罪，神已经不同在。
But because man sinned, God's presence was no longer there.
那个原子还是乐，还是一个啊原子。换句话说，那些物质的丰富还存在那里。
Now the garden continued to be the very garden with all the material riches in it.
然而神不同在，这个世界的王，世界的罪恶，世界的快乐。
However, without God's presence, the sin of the power of this world filled it up.
所以这里讲到也像埃及地。
And also, this land is also like Egypt.
那罗德去过了埃及。
Lot had already gone through Egypt.
我们相信他的心呢，没有像亚伯拉罕一样。
Therefore, his heart was probably not the same as Abraham.
所以当他回到迦南地，看见一个地方很像埃及的时候，
Now as he came back to the land of Canaan and he saw this piece of land very much like Egypt.
虽然充满了罪恶，
Although it is full of sins.
也充满了属世的快乐，
But also full of this worldly joy.
更是啊丰富之地。
And also, it's a land of bountifulness.
他第一个就拣选那个地方。
So right away, he chose that land.
罗德大概从来没有在林里头与神交通过。
Probably, Lot had never fellowshiped with God in the spirit.
他不晓得神不喜悦罪恶。
He never knew that God had no pleasure in iniquity.
他只需要满足他自己。
All he wanted was to satisfy himself.
所以罗德拣选了啊，索多玛城。
Therefore, Lot chose Sodom.
我想罗德在圣经里面是一个很严肃的一个预表。
And we also know that Lot was such a somber type in the Bible.
在圣经里面，让我们看见啊，有许多蒙恩得救的人。
In the Bible, we see so many people who have been saved by God's grace.
然而愿意拣选世界。
However, they prefer to choose the world.
他们觉得我今天已经有啊天上的一份了。
They feel today I have already received the portion of the heavenliness.
为什么我活在地上的时候不好好抓住地上的一切快乐呢？
Why don't we also at the same time grab whatever the world can apply?
但是我们从罗德的故事里头，我们看见。
But from the story of Lot,
当神用硫磺从天上的火降下来的时候
，As we see when God sent down the fire of brimstone from heaven,
罗德得救了。
Although Lot was saved,
但是他的得救就像从火里抽出来的一根柴一样。
His being saved was very much like the very wood merely being picked out of the fire.
仅仅得救。
He was merely saved.
所以这是我们的一个见解。
Therefore, this is a warning to us all.
但是我们看亚伯拉罕。
But as we look at consider Abraham,
亚伯拉罕当罗德离开的时候，他仅仅选择神所要他立足之地。
Now, as Lot departed from Abraham, Abraham chose the very place where God wanted him to stand.
刚刚已经提过了。亚伯拉罕他宝贵神的同在。
We just mentioned that Abraham cherished God's presence.
这也是信心在我们身上要成全的一个工作。
And this is also one of the works that our faith would accomplish in us.
我们越过越知道神的宝贵。
So that we would know the preciousness of God more and more.
当罗德离开了之后，
As LotLeft Abraham.
神才向亚伯拉罕显现。
After he left Abraham, God appeared himself to Abraham.
我不晓得亚伯拉罕在那里做决定的时候，心里是不是很挣扎。
I don't know if Abraham had such a struggle as he made the decision.
但是神没有对他说话。
However, at that time, God did not speak to him.
一直到他拣选了以后，神才对他说话。
Not until he made his choice, then God, you know, spoke to him.
这也是我们常常有的一个经历。
And this is also the experience we have.
很多时候我们面对环境 我们急迫切地来寻求神。
Many times as we face certain situation and we seek God so earnestly.
求神指示我们一条路。
We pray that God will show us His way.
求主告诉我们当如何行。
We pray to the Lord as to how we should walk.
但是神好像没有说话。
But our God is silent.
一直当我们事情过后了一阵子。
Until things have settled down a little.
神才把他的心意向我们显。
And God would reveal His purpose to us.
那很多时候我们做对的决定。
Many times we do pick the right choice.
我们有神的印证，我们满心的喜乐。
And we have this assurance from God, and we're full of joy.
很多时候我们做错了决定。
And other times we made wrong decisions.
我们在主面前认罪悔改。
And before God, we would confess our sins. We would repent.
求主的宝血遮盖我们。
We pray for God's blood to cover us.
做错事情啊，对不起人，对不起神的，求主啊赦免我们。
All the things that wrong things that we have committed.Sinning against God or offending others, we pray for God's forgiveness.
问题是我们从这些有没有学到功课呢?
The question is, have we all learned our lessons from all these matters?
或者我们知道功课在哪里吗?
Or do we know where our lessons lie, which we need to learn?
在我们的身上有一个普遍性的心意。
And God does have this prevalent, common purpose for all of us.
很多时候我们在没有办法很清楚明白神旨意的时候
Many times when we do not clearly understand God's will
我们需要用一般性的原则来判断
We have to judge according to these general principles
那一般性的原则就是神在他圣经里头给我们启示神是怎么样一位的神
And these general principles areThose revelations revealed in the Bible as to what kind of God He is.
我们从主的话里头，我们来默想，这样做到底合不合意？
And meditating on God's word, we would consider if it's right to do it this way.
那当然，另外一方面，我们有恩膏的教训在我们的里面。
Of course, on the other hand, we also have anointing with us to teach us as to everything.
对于老练有学习的弟兄姊妹没有问题。
To those who are mature, who have mastered the lesson, of course, it presents no problems.
但是对于我们刚在学习的弟兄姊妹，我们确实不容易。
For all of us, brothers and sisters who are still learning this lesson, it's very difficult.
但是我们真是需要在这上面不断的操练。
However, we do need to continue to exercise ourselves in this lesson.
借着恩膏的教训，求主带领我们。
Through anointing, we pray to God that He will lead us on.
好，我们再继续往前去。
Now that
我讲，我们就听到这里好了，因为时间差不多了。最后这个点呢，我再讲一个例子好了。
Now because of the time restraint, we will stop right here. But as to the last point I just mentioned, I would like to share one more example with you.
以前呢，有一个弟兄。
Now, there was this brother before.
在一个暑假呢，他刚好有一个家具公司呢，他们 warehouse 在那个在大拍卖。
In one summer, there was this furniture company, and they just had such a wholesale, big sale going on.
他就去买了一个餐桌。
Therefore, he went to buy a.Dinette, a set of dinette, a table.
他没有买椅子。
He went to buy a dining table without chairs.
因为家里还有旧椅子可以用。
Because he had old chairs, he thought he could still use them.
但是有如果能够有椅子配上餐桌就很好。
But wouldn't it be wonderful if you have this table and also with matching chairs?
但是弟兄的经济也不是那么好，刚从学校毕业，所以他觉得有一张桌子也。还可以过得去。
Now, because this brother just graduated from school, not that economically well off yet, so he thought, well, with old chairs, that would do.
所以他买完了，他也租了一部卡车， 那个家具公司的工人在那个啊 warehouse 那里呢 loading dock 就是那个卸货的地方要把它放到卡车上面。
Therefore, he rented a truck, and all the workers at the furniture warehouse would, load this table onto the truck.
然后突然间呢，有两个工人，那两个工人就跟他讲说
，All of a sudden, two workers from the furniture company said to him.
因为那个是一个大拍卖，所以非常的混乱。
Because it was a big wholesale going on, so it was quite chaotic at that time.
那两个工人就跟他讲说呢，你要不要椅子
？Those two workers would say to him, "Do you want chair? Two chairs?"
一张十块钱。
$10 a piece.
我帮你装到卡车上面。
I'll put them into your truck.
弟兄姊妹听得懂吗
？Brother and sister, do you understand what I'm saying?
工人呢偷公司的东西。
Now these workers stole the company's stuff.
把他们装到你的卡车上面。
And they would put those chairs into your truck.
你只要付十块钱。
All you have to do is to pay them $10 a piece.
这个弟兄呢心砰砰跳。
And the brother's heart was beating so much.
他跟主说主啊。太好了，要不要这样做
？He said to the Lord, "Lord, wonderful. Should I do this?"
刚好呢，有另外一个弟兄走过来。
It just happened another brother passed by.
他就跟那个弟兄讲。
And he told that the other brother.
另外那个弟兄就很明白的跟他讲，不能这样做。
And the other brother told him clearly, "You should not do this."
为什么另外这个弟兄马上可以有同样的反应呢？
Why did this brother all had this kind of reaction all of a sudden?
这是一个一般性的原则。
Because he understood the general principle of God.
神不喜悦我们做这件事情。
God does not delight us in doing such a thing.
所以，这虽然是一件小事情。
Although this is such a small matter.
在我们的生活中。
Now in our life.
许多的试探。
God. Satan has provided us with so many temptations.
但是我们在熟悉主的话，我们在信心的里面。
But if we are vested in God's word and in our faith,
我们就知道我们应当拣选神。
We would know that we have to choose God.
我想借着亚伯拉罕的经历。
Now, through the experience of Abraham,
我们是在看见神在信心的里面。
We do see that in faith,
就要把许多属灵的美德、属灵的果子建造在我们的身上。
God would establish all those spiritual fruits in us.
这样我们就能够一步一步被神带进他那一个荣耀的建造里面。
And step by step,that God will lead us into the building up of His glory. It's not that how much work we can do for our God.
乃是神借着信心在我们的身上一直成全他自己的工作。
But instead, it is through our faith God continues to work His work in us.
但愿主继续在我们的心中说话。
If only God would continue to speak to us within our hearts.
我们请低头再有一点祷告。
Would you please bow your head again? Let's have a further word of prayer.
天父，人的话实在何等的有限。
Heavenly Father, man's word is so limited.
但愿圣灵在我们的心中给我们有回头的亮光。
If only the Holy Spirit will provide us with this hindsight.
但愿这个信心的功课在我们一生跟随你的路上能够越过越实在。
So in the spiritual walk as we follow you, this lesson of faith will be solidified day by day.
但愿我们在跟随你的路上，当我们信心不足的时候，我们向你祈求，你就加添给我们。
In this way of following you, when our faith is not sufficient, Lord, strengthen us.
就好像在福音书里头记载的那一个得被鬼附的孩子的父亲一样。
As in the gospel book, in a recount of the boy's father whose son was demon possessed.
当主耶稣问他说你相信吗?
As the Lord Jesus asked him, do you believe?
他说主啊我信心不足求你帮助我。
He said, Lord, help me, I believe, but with unbelief.
主我们都是一般小信的人。
Oh Lord, we are all people of such little faith.
求你给我们一颗愿意的心。
Give us this willing heart.
也求你让我们有一颗心真是愿意更多的来向你祈求向你仰望。
Give us this heart that we would even pray to you, seek you, look unto you even more.
帮助我们走在这一条信心的道路上。
Help us to walk in this way of faith.
好叫啊神的旨意在我们的身上能够得到成全。
So that God's will be done in us.
我们再一次把荣耀感谢敬拜都归给你。
Once again, we give you all the glory, thanksgiving, and worship.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.